This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ESPN.
454 ESPN. We'll get to more of your calls in just a little bit. We'll also talk Bills football later this hour as how do you project the 53-man roster? What might be some players that are in danger here? Well, one writer's offered up his predictive 53, Jeremy Juhasz from the Bills Wire, part of the USA Today network, will be joining us. Mike Roeder, rained down in Victor today at Ravenwood, but apparently that's passed through. Mike, give us a weather report here. Everybody off the course? Everybody okay down there?
Well, everyone's off the course. We have a New York State play day here with about 80 players that are all off the course. The golf course is actually kind of underwater right now.
Wow.
We've probably had an inch and a half of rain in the last hour. And it's still raining. It's very dark. A lot of lightning. So I don't know how things are in Rochester. It's a little wet down here.
Get the heck out of here. So here we are, 15 minutes away from you practically, and nothing. It got dark a little bit, but
yeah.
No rain. That's I guess that's this time of year. Sorry you got the bad end of that today, Mike.
We got the bad end. We just got the flash flood warning on the phone notice as well. So, it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I appreciate you rescheduling here with us here as love talking before there's a major. We're all going to be talking a lot of golf here coming up as we're learning about the course. It's, you know, July. It's a tradition when you're turning on the television early on a Sunday to watch the final round. I guess, Mike, let's get the Tiger stuff out of the way first because certainly, you know, the final round of the U.S. Open to coming up Thursday's opening round. We're talking about a little bit about this before you came on. 32 days in between competitive rounds for Tiger. Now, it's certainly an interesting strategy for Tiger. At this stage of his career, is this more out of necessity, though, for Tiger to need these long breaks?
Well, to me, it's too long. And even for somebody, with his ability, even at this stage of his career, I understand he's probably going to take some more time off. But I just don't see how you can be tournament ready if you're not playing in that tournament atmosphere more often. So I think he's, going to have a tough time. I really do.
Yeah, what this would be only his fifth tournament this year, the four majors and the Memorial. I mean, Nike's having some fun here, Mike. They posted a video of Tiger waking up at 1 a.m. supposedly to get his body ready for the time difference. If we're projecting NFL games, we always talk about the team that goes from the West Coast to the East Coast and how difficult that is in terms of a body clock. Does that apply, in your opinion, here for these golfers going overseas? And, I guess how true is that for just your simple American going overseas and playing in this tournament?
Well, the difference there, too, I believe, is that, these guys are going over there a week early, to do a bunch of practice and to get ready for the event and to get accustomed to that time change. So I don't think that's really much of a factor. I mean, the first few days they're over there, that'll be a little bit of a factor. Once been over there for a few days, I think they'll adjust just fine. And no excuses for the Americans being over there and using that as an excuse as far as being ready for this golf tournament.
Mike Roeder from Ravenwood Golf Club is our guest talking about the I don't know. We just call it the Open. Do we go by their phrase? I grew up calling it the British Open, Mike. So what do we want to call it going forward?
I still call it the British Open. I mean, when you call it the Open, I'm thinking of the U.S. Open.
All right, all right. So, for the sake of clarity, we'll call it the British Open. And look, when you look at the field here, and you're going to see guys like, I didn't know he was still playing, David Duval, Ben Curtis. I mean, guys that have, I think we can comfortably say, no shot to win. Having past champions in the field that you can say really aren't qualified today, where do you come down on this? Is this part of the charm of the sport, or do you think we really could use a change here to get the best field possible?
Well, I'm sort of in agreement with a lot of people that I've talked to about that. I don't necessarily need to see, you know, Gary Player or somebody, you know, like that, even at the Masters, taking someone's spot who, you know, maybe deserves to be there. So I'd rather see the best players in the world playing in all the majors, as opposed to some of them that have lifetime, exemptions. So could be a little bit of the charm, but, you know, I would be one that would be in favor to, you know, see the best field out there.
You always have this rotation when it comes to the British Open, but here's one that kind of new. Well, first time, long time, I guess. Royal Portrush. First time, only the second time ever, first being since 1951. I mean, I've read that they've done some work on a few holes, but Mike, what, if anything, do we know about this course?
I don't know too much about it, to be honest with you, and I know... you know, you'll probably talk about it a little bit later. You know, I know Rory McIlroy's from that area and grew up in that area and probably likes that golf course. But, you know, kind of your typical Lynx course over there. And a lot of, you got to have a lot of course knowledge. So it'll be a good test for everybody. But I personally don't know too much about that golf course.
Well, I do know McIlroy, and you brought this up. He's got the course record, actually, a 61, but it's, you know, it's a different course now today. McIlroy did that as a teenager. But, I mean, he's going to be the crowd favorite here. What just Rory overall, you're going to consider him a favorite here. What do you think of his game at this point, Mike?
I think he's pretty playing well, and I think he'll have a lot of confidence going into this tournament, you know, being back home and being in an area where he's comfortable. So I would expect a lot of good things out of Rory. I'd actually... at this point, even pick him to be a winner.
Mike, I'll come down on this. I'm not a fan of the Lynx style course. I guess I like our courses over here much better, yours included. But Lynx style golf, I picture a big open field with some wind and, you know, what are the basics if you're a golfer? How do you have to play Lynx differently?
Well, you have to obviously have a lot of golf court or a lot of course knowledge and know where there might be little bunkers hidden that you can't see. You have to expect the ball to roll out a lot more. You're going to have to certainly hit, you know, more bump and run shots. So it's a completely, you know, different approach to a golf course where here, you know, in the lush golf courses that are soft, you can fly the ball to a spot or hold the greens a little bit easier. So it's just a different style of golf, and you got to be more creative. And so look at the golfers that are more creative with their game and their short game are going to have an advantage.
Do you know anybody off the top of your head who, you know, not knowing this course in particular, but just Lynx style golf, who this might favor?
Oh, well, you know, really any of the Europeans who are used to playing that style of golf and grew up playing that style of golf, those are the favorites, you know, the players over there that are playing better. And, you know, guys like maybe even a Beef Johnson or a Tommy Fleetwood and Rory McIlroy, those kind of players, I think will enjoy playing over there and have a little bit of an advantage.
I mean, if you're looking for a sleeper, one guy I was reading up on, Mike, is Graham McDowell. If for nothing else, his brother is the groundskeeper at Royal Portrush. And you think, wow, Graham McDowell's going to have all this information. But then I kind of thought of it this way, and I don't know if you play fantasy football, but when fantasy football started out, you used to have your sleepers and you used to... Well, now the information is so wide and so out there. I mean, this idea that some golfers like McDowell might have this inside intel on this golf course, does that still hold true today, or does the golf sleeper no longer exist, so to speak, somebody who has info on a course that others don't?
Yeah, I think they're so, with the caddies that they have today and the information they have today, I don't think there's any secrets out there as far as somebody having a little bit more knowledge than anyone else. So, you know, like most of the majors and like most of the golf tournaments, you know, that player who's hot and is playing well, you know, expect that person to climb up the leaderboard during the course of the week.
I feel like, well, who's hot? I mean, I think a reasonable expectation. Every time we have you on, we're talking about Brooks Koepka. And I feel like we kind of have a variation of this because I keep waiting for the public to latch on. Myself, I'm like, okay, what's Koepka doing? Okay, and I will sit down and watch, and I'm not necessarily cheering for him, but I guess, Mike, why hasn't the public warmed up to Brooks Koepka like they have a Tiger Woods?
You know, that's a really good question, because, you know, he sort of, came out of nowhere, at least for me, watching golf and following golfers. And you always see these players like, you know, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and some of these guys that have been dominant majors. And all of a sudden, here comes Brooks Koepka. And now he's one of these dominant players in the majors. I'm not really sure why people haven't latched onto him. He seems to be a very likable guy and obviously a great player in the majors. And maybe just hasn't been out there for the regular tournaments enough for people to get to know him.
I love that story about Lefty, too. I don't know if you saw that. He fasted, and he's lost 15 pounds. I don't know about you, Mike. I'm not fasting. I think there's got to be easier ways to lose weight rather than just kind of give up food for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to just give it up. Maybe a little bit less of it at times, but yeah.
Mike Roeder, Ravenwood Golf Club, our guest here in the sports bar. The fun thing about this weekend is, you can get up early and you can watch the finale. And I'm sure if you wanted to go get a tee time Ravenwood following the round on Sunday, you can slide somebody in Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you out the Sunday afternoon after the term. It's always, pretty easily accessible. But we'd love to have everybody out anytime. As soon as we get rid of the water, we'll have it out of here.
Your course.
Give us an hour, and we'll drain it pretty well.
Yeah, no doubt. So, sorry Mother Nature was not nice to you today, Mike, but love having you on the show. Thanks so much, and enjoy the tournament this weekend.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Enjoy the tournament.
Mike Roeder from Ravenwood Golf Club. Your reaction, 454 ESPN, 454-3776. That last story, too, that Phil Mickelson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.